This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We are pleased to have on the phone Tristan, the director of All the Queen's Men, to tell us all about a fun day with the LGBTI plus Elders Dance Club. Tristan, welcome to Joy.
Thanks so much for having me.
Excellent. Can you tell us what the LGBTI plus Elders Dance Club is?
Yeah, absolutely. The LGBTI Elders Dance Club is a monthly a social event. Let's be honest, it's probably the social event of the month for our community. Yeah, absolutely. It's been running since 2006, actually, every month in Melbourne. And we're absolutely delighted that it's continued throughout 2019 and 2020. Essentially, it's a social event. It's a chance for the whole community to come around, but particularly it's targeted towards the elders of our community, people over 65, to come to celebrate, to learn some dance moves, to connect with other people of the community, and to enjoy delicious champagne and some catering. But essentially, the event is a long-term project that wants to support and support a community that may not necessarily have the wonderful social events that they absolutely deserve. So we're really thrilled this event has been going every month with the support of Yarra City Council and also our wonderful new venue this year, which is the absolutely spectacular Melba Spiegel Tent.
That sounds great. And it's such a good thing because isolation can be, you know, what are they saying? It's worse than...
It's a killer, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a killer in society. So it's such a great thing to do. So when is your next event on?
Yeah, absolutely. The next one, it's a monthly event. The next one will take place on Sunday, the 28th of April from 2 till 4 p.m.
Excellent. And how do people get tickets to if they want to come along?
Yeah, it's a good question. The event is free, so there's no charge for people to come along. So we've been doing that for a number of years as a free community service. So essentially, LGBTI elders can come along for free, enjoy some wonderful catering and all of the light, but not have to pay any entrance fee at all. And I think you're really absolutely right. The social isolation is a really significant issue for many people. And as a community, we're really interested in being able to come together and support people that may not necessarily have the wonderful privileges and opportunities that we do as well.
Yeah, phenomenal. Look, is it? I want to know because Tom's a dancer. I can't dance to save myself.
Can't dance at all. Two left feet. Let me tell you this.
I just want to know: is it open for all dancers and not?
Absolutely. So I'm a non-dancer. I don't particularly care for moving about freely. I'd much rather sit down, have a chat, a glass of champagne, and talk someone's ear off for the 2 hours. The event is catered so that everyone and anyone can come along. We don't restrict anyone to coming along. The doors are open, come one, come all. Essentially, there's a number of social dances that are taught throughout the afternoon. People can join in on those dances if they want. There's some freestyling dances as well. Or, like me and many other people, you can actually just come for the chats and the connections as well. Mm-hmm. It's designed in a really informal way. We really welcome new people who may be listening, and those that may not feel very comfortable to come along, come along, try it and see if you like it for a couple of minutes. You're more than welcome to leave at any time, but I'm pretty sure you'll have a fantastic time.
Once you get there, you won't want to leave. So do you have a website? I have seen your Facebook page, which is the LGBTI plus Elders Dance Club, so people can go on there and follow your socials, and then they'll be able to know when the next one's on.
Yeah, there's two websites that you can check. Allthequeensmen.net will give you some details about the LGBTI Elders Dance Club. You can also check out our other website, which is thecomingbackoutball.com, and that also has information about all the dance clubs. Just a little shout out, we are also hosting a volunteers induction session, which is happening the hour before our dance club on Sunday the 28th. So if anyone from the community is wanting to contribute to the dance club to build it and continue it on, we'd also suggest people check out our website for details about that wonderful event as well.
Well, that's really good because it's what you said. I mean, as we get older, and I'm that one of those people getting older, it's very important that we actually still come together as a community. You know, people are not going to be at home by themselves. Get out and have some fun. The next LGBTI Plus Elders Dance Club is, as we said, next Sunday the 28th at 2 p.m. at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent, which is at 35 Johnson Street in Collingwood. We'll put all the links on our socials as well, so people can follow there and find out all the information. Tristan, thank you so much, and can't wait to see you next Sunday.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Wake Up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.